Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast, dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant sound sh, as in the words shoe and patience. Pronouncing this consonant can be quite challenging, especially if your first language is Spanish, Korean, Chinese, or Japanese. However, this lesson is important for everybody, no matter what your first language is, because the American sh is somewhat different than the sh in most languages. This consonant is also very common in English, and learning to recognize it by its spelling is also an important step in speaking English with a clear American accent. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant sh accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound sh. In order to pronounce the sound sh, you want to point the tip of your tongue forward to the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the ridge. The sides of your tongue should gently touch your back teeth. You want to create a hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. When pronouncing sh, your lips should be slightly protruded, that is, forward and turned out. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Sh is a continuant because the air flows continuously over the center of our tongue. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. Sh is a voiceless consonant because we do not use our voice to make this sound. Now let's practice pronouncing sh, keeping the rules of articulation in mind. Please listen and repeat. Sh. Sh. Here's a tip if you're having trouble pronouncing sh. Remember that it's not the same position as s. The major difference is that our tongue tip is further back, slightly lower, and less tense than s. You want to create a large air hole so that it has a deep, warm sound. Many students think that they are pronouncing sh correctly, but are actually pronouncing it incorrectly because their tongue tip is too far forward and tense. Their sh sounds like something between s and sh because their tongue tip is too far forward and too high. Therefore, it sounds like this. Sh. However, the American sh sounds like this. Sh. Let's listen to the incorrect and then the correct pronunciations. Incorrect. Sh. Correct. Sh. So be sure that your tongue is back and that the tip is lowered and not too tense, creating a larger hole for the air to pass through. Other common mistakes are pronouncing sh like ch, or confusing s with sh. These will be covered in future podcasts. Today, we just want to focus on making sure that we pronounce our sh exactly like in Americans. Next, we're going to practice sh in some key words. Listen and repeat the following words containing sh. Pay careful attention to your form. Please listen and repeat. She. Ship. Share. Issue. Fashion. Patience. Motion. Fresh. Cash. Next, we're going to practice saying shh in some common American expressions and idioms. Please listen and repeat. She's getting in shape. He runs a tight ship. You can crash at my place. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.